Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Make your own job anytime, anywhere, at any age by William Hovey Smith is an entrepreneurial business book for everyone, from teens to adults, that explains how to raise immediate cash while simultaneously planning longer term for other ventures that may require more training, financing, or experience. It also promotes the concept that people in modern times should create many ventures during their lifetimes, depending on their needs, health, interest, and desires. It's available in softcover as an ebook and an audiobook. Throughout his life, William Hovey Smith has engaged in 17 different professions or businesses. A professional geologist, he's been a decorated combat engineer officer in the U.S. Army, worked in retail stores, owned a storefront business, been an outdoorsman, authored more than 20 books, done podcast radio, produced more than 850 YouTube videos, a journalist, correspondent for national magazines, an information scientist for an international company, and is presently working on a novel, screenplay, and movie project. He's also a collector of Western art and a wild game cook. With us on This Week in America, William Hovey Smith, author of Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age. Hovey, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, I'm very glad to be here.
Boy, I mentioned that that background. You've done it all. So when you're talking about make your own job anytime, anywhere, at any age, you know exactly what you're talking about. What provoked this book? Where did this idea come from to write Make Your Own Job?
Well, in this time of coronavirus, we had many people who had nothing but time on their hand. They were being, in many cases, paid, but not to work. So this came to me as an ideal time for people to conceive of and consider exactly what they wanted to do with their lives and go about and make it happen.
That's the nice thing about the book. It's for everyone. If you're just trying to hustle to figure out how you're going to pay the rent, if you're looking, as some people are now, being reflective during this period on maybe starting something different, or late in life, if you're trying to find something you would enjoy and making some extra money in retirement, the book is for you. Make your own job anytime, anywhere, at any age. William Hovey Smith is the author and our guest. His website is hoveysmith.com. Hovey is H-O-V-E-Y. It's published by Stratton Press. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Hovey, there are many business books out there. What is the intended audience for this book, Make Your Own Job?
Well, the audience I'm actually seeking is that that's typically underserved, in particular teenagers. So I go through in this book exactly how to start a business, how to register with the state, how to pay your taxes, how to get advertising for free, basically, with YouTube videos, and get the idea implanted in a teenager's mind that he can do more than just one thing in his entire life. And sure, our physical conditions change through life. So whereas a teenager, you know, might cut grass or clean gutters or wipe windows or put up storm shutters or that kind of stuff, we older guys can't do that.
Exactly.
Right? We can progressively sell knowledge. And that is a hot and very valuable commodity. Then, in retirement, we can decide and do exactly what we maybe always thought we would like to do, but never had time to. There were kids. There was job. There was requirement. There was a payroll to meet. There were reports to write, blah, 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 but we never got to do for ourselves. So now, in the retirement ages, is exactly the time to do that. Retire, if you can, in your 50s. You're still healthy. You're still active. You can do some stuff. And then plan to the job that you really would love to do, even if nobody pays you. And make it a paying proposition and enjoy it for the rest of your life.
It seems so simple, yet you lay it out there. It's something we all wish we could do, something we enjoyed. I shouldn't say all of us. Many would like to do something that we found more enjoyment in the workplace. And you show us how to do that. The book is Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age by William Hovey Smith, H-O-V-E-Y. I'll give you all the information on where the book's available and the audiobook as well as we go through the conversation today. Many books out there on entrepreneurship, but your book is different. You walk us through the very beginning, all of the pitfalls. You show us how to do that. What makes your book unique when you sat down to write this? This is not a typical entrepreneurship book at all, is it?
No, far from it. It's quite different from any business book you've ever read. One thing about this book is I draw from my own experience and what I've actually seen. I've not cribbed other authors' works to put this thing together. Now, the unique thing about my book is I help you create your own ideas and find them. They're up here somewhere, and what you have to do is ferret them out. Now, the idea for a new business might not be the first thing that comes to mind. In fact, probably the first thing that comes to mind is a bad idea because somebody's already done it. What you want to do is to think of something unique, something you can make uniquely yours, and specialize in it and launch your business as you go. Now, I don't care what it is. It could be something in the entertainment field. It could be a product. It could be a class of item. Now, an example as I typically use is nails. You could become a specialist in the world's nails. If anybody needs a nail from the 1600s to build their building with or build a replica of it, you know exactly where to go and get a couple of tons of these 1600-era nails. Okay. And if somebody needs literally a brass tack, all right, you got it. So just anything that you can think of, variety you could specialize in, engines, for example. Maybe you could do that. Simple. There's a guy already doing nothing. But, this is the kind of thing I'm saying. Perhaps it's your own invention. All right. I tell you in detail about the patent process and what you have to go through. Maybe it's writing something. I tell you how to copyright things. So no, somebody doesn't steal your idea, you think. And how to register trademarks with a U.S. government. All this is in the book. So once you get started in it, it is a step-by-step process through the entire business, including, most significantly, is what you do with your business.
Yes.
And he was a successful entrepreneur. He made his money. And I said, God, take some time for yourself. Don't pound yourself in the brain with your own hammer. I mean, get rid of this business. It's already successful. Made your money. And pick out something you really will enjoy doing for the rest of your life and have some fun.
It's an amazing book because it does walk you all the way through the it's not like you read something and you've got to go to the library and find six or seven other books that are going to answer the questions what to do next. It's all laid out by Hovey in the book. It's Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age. What do you think is the hardest task facing the intended audience today? What's the biggest challenge that people have to overcome?
Well, there are actually two that impact most people. One is conceiving of the original idea, which we've just gone through. And the second is fear of failure. People are all afraid that, well, what if it fails? What if it doesn't work? Well, that's all right, you know. Many businesses don't work. But the idea is for you to discover why they didn't work and make sure that your next venture doesn't stumble into the same mistake. Don't repeat the same pattern of failure over and over again and expect a different result.
Exactly.
But, okay.
Yeah, it's you lay it out there, and we learn all of these. Everything we go through is a lesson, and we learn from that. And you do such an excellent job in the book in pointing that out, that if you fail, you get up and you come up with other ideas, and you go on to the next passion that you have in your life. How, Hovey, does your book help people to meet their not only immediate needs but long-term goals as well? Because you cover all of those in your book.
Well, to give a practical example here, maybe you need to make some money. And if you're going to start making some money, by the way, go for a $1 million business. Don't go for something that's just going to return a few thousand dollars every once in a while, unless you are already got your money and you're in the other end of life and you're retired. But try for what you really, care to do and want to do and can do. And this will change through life. Right now, I can't run up and down the mountains anymore. My legs won't let me, although I'd like to. But I can sure as hell write fiction. And so, after writing 20 nonfiction books, I've now finished my first novel.
Fantastic.
I've also done the screenplay for the novel, and now an audiobook that'll be out in about a month.
So you've got all of these things going, and I love the advice that you give. That's just a tip of the iceberg. So much in Hovey's book, Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age. William Hovey Smith, our guest on the program, book published by Stratton Press, available on their website, by Amazon, of course, as well. The video version of this, by the way, you'll find on our YouTube channel. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us, click videos, you'll see the Skype interview with Hovey, and you'll be able to watch that, or just go to YouTube and Google, and you'll be able to find this. Hovey, how can a person develop their skills and hobbies into potential businesses? How easy is that? What do we need to go through to take a hobby, something we really enjoy, something we're good at, and make money at it?
Well, the easiest way to contact other folks these days, and by far the most inexpensive, is through YouTube videos. That's why I have between 800 and 900 of them out right now, is that you specialize in your hobby and you teach others how to do the same. I don't care what. If you put put boats in bottles or anything, maybe you turn wood or make pens. There are thousands of people who make pens out of exotic woods. And they sell these for good prices, sometimes $50 or $100 a piece, depending on the materials they're made from. And they also work, of course, in your functional objects. Or you might do like I do when I founded Hovey's Knives of China. I found an ancient bronze pattern of knife from 3,000 years ago, and I replicated it in modern steels for today's chefs and cooks who wish to cook in the Chinese fashion, and use implements that resemble the original. And so this was a concept I came up with and developed, and actually am producing knives in that thing.
Just one of so many, I keep saying that because there's so many ideas there. The more Hovey talks, the more your mind goes like, okay, I can do this, and I've got this desire that I would love to turn into a business, or at least make a little extra money, and you'll find how to do that on Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age. Let's talk about timing on this. How do you select what business to attempt to do at the right time? How important is timing?
Well, timing is significant in that nobody's going to hire a 14-year-old to run a multi-million-dollar company.
Okay. Exactly, yes.
The guy needs to learn a few things before you put him in charge of GE, although it used to happen that way sometimes. But anyway, so you have to learn a core of knowledge about whatever it is you're going to do. Now, when I took up screenwriting, I'd never written a screenplay before. It's quite different from the nonfiction writing I've been doing. It's quite different from the novel I have 400 pages to work with. In the screenplay, I have scant 100 pages. And a white space in it. White space in there, too. So not near as many words. Had to learn how to condense and get the point across and rearrange things. And incidentally, writing the screenplay actually improved the novel. because I was working both simultaneously.
Yes.
So that was one point. Then as you move on through life, early on you're physically active. Later you become less physically active. So the proposed businesses that you take up fit your knowledge and your physicality at the time.
Hovey Smith, our guest on the program, William Hovey Smith is the author's name as you're Googling, looking for this particular book, Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age. Boy, time is going by so quickly, so much to talk about. And you'll find all of that in your book. At some point, you may need a partner, maybe in the beginning, trying to come up with an idea and maybe work on some funding. You may need an employee. How do you go about finding a partner or an employee?
Well, the idea, again, through YouTube videos, that's among the best way that I know of. And also increase your circle of friends. Go to convention. Go to gatherings of people. If I wanted to find out things about movie making, I'm going to attend the Austin Film Festival this year, for example, with my new plus, with my new. Attend the Austin Film Festival this year with my new screenplay, just for the pleasure of meeting the people I'm going to be working with, if the screenplay ever progresses to a movie.
Hovey Smith with us on the program. A remarkable career. You've adapted as we've gone. You've turned YouTubes into your own almost channel you've got there with 800 to 900 YouTube videos up. And you'll find those by Googling that when you go to YouTube. An audio book now as well. Talk about why you decided to take the book, expand it into an audio book.
Well, audio books are very convenient for the commuters, for one thing. They are really lovely for that.
Yes.
And believe it or not, during the next months, there will be commuters again. And so this is a platform that I like personally. I do listen to audiobooks, as well as something called the Great Course Series, which is college-level instruction in many different fields. And I still the idea. And we got a really great narrator to do both my books, both the business book, and you can really enjoy these books.
And all the information you'll find at Hovey's website, which is hoveysmith.com. Hovey is H-O-V-E-Y, hoveysmith.com. All that information, of course, on our website, the book Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age. A minute or so left in the program. What's the single most important thing we need to know about today's business climate? Certainly today's business climate different than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. What's the most important thing that we should know as we try to plot our future?
Don't be afraid to stumble. This business climate, as you have seen, and just in recent years, just in the past year, is extremely flexible and changeable, and you may have to change direction. You may have to change ideas. You may have to stop something because you just can't get the supplies and put it on hold for a while until you can. So be flexible and roll with the punches. Be versatile. If one thing doesn't work for a while, then pick up another and push that one for a while. So you may have a couple of different ideas progressing simultaneously. So all of your eggs aren't literally in one basket.
Not only will you find information, valuable information in the book, there are elements of drama, adventure, and fun. It really is a good read, besides giving you all of the keys to really finding a life that you will enjoy in producing income. The book is Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age. William Hovey Smith, our guest and the author. That's H-O-V-E-Y. His website is hoveysmith.com. Book published by Stratton Press. Their website is stratton-press.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Hovey, you've done an excellent job with the book. Literally every question you have, you've answered. And probably because through your life, you've had to ask all of these questions and you found the answers yourself. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to having you back. Much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. William Hovey Smith. Hovey is H-O-V-E-Y. The book, Make Your Own Job Anytime, Anywhere, at Any Age. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.